Hello, everybody, and you're listening to the Boom Bears podcast. On this episode, we stick with our tradition of release an episode and have more news get revealed. So we're talking about the Pokemon news with the three starters and the stuff revealed on October 27th. So you can get ready to cue the music.
Hey, everybody.
Hi.
Hello.
Welcome to the not birthday episode yet. It's coming. It's coming.
We didn't do that bit that you typed in. I'm sad.
Happy birthday to us. Too soon.
I just actually got done with my birthday party.
Aww. And my birthday is like in a day.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
So
it's more congratulatory for Sai because I think you turned 21.
I turned 21.
I'm just 24, which means I'm officially mid-20s,
and
which means I'm officially getting old.
And I'm older than both of you, so I guess I'm technically now old. Yay.
Yes. No.
You're old.
No, you're female, so you don't get old until 50.
I thought it was 30.
No, that's when guys
get
old. Because after a woman reaches 30, you're not allowed to ask their age until they're 50 and up, and that's just for, like, senior benefits and stuff.
What the
it's
hell
this
is
whole
this reasoning?
Code of conduct. It's
this is really screwed up stuff. All right, let's get right into our topic today of brand new Pokemon stuff being announced the day that we release an episode about brand new Pokemon stuff.
Question: I must have missed it because, like, I feel like there wasn't an announcement for this announcement. Was there an announcement?
No, they were like,
here's news.
Yeah, that's what they've been doing like all year.
No,
it's like,
but
out of nowhere, here's a brand new Pokemon, or out of nowhere, here's Z-moves or whatever.
But usually, like at least Joe or Serebii has, like, a date that they give to us, and this one felt
that's
like
only, see, sometimes they're like, we're giving you more news on this date. Other times they're just like, here.
Yeah, like, a lot of the time they've just been, like, giving us stuff.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of the here stuff is, oh, well, they data mined the demo, so here.
Yeah, just take it at this point.
You already know this, so here's something you didn't know.
Yeah, this is more of a thing of, here's some stuff that's new, but here's some stuff that you still didn't figure out. So
yeah, I really think what it was is, we see you making up lies, 4chan. No, it's not firefighting.
But, okay, I do want to mention one thing. The amount of suspense that they put from fire until they put up dark.
Such a tease.
They knew what they were doing.
Let's get rid of the notion that Game Freak doesn't know what they're doing. They know exactly what they're doing.
Yeah, but let's get right into the main girth of this episode, starting out with our final evolution for our grass starter called Decidueye.
It's Robin Hood.
First of all, it's Robin Hood, but I really like the naming convention. I like the design. Mm-hmm. Like deciduous trees, for those of you who don't know but should, those are basically any type of tree that sheds its leaves for winter.
Yes.
So in theory, kind of dies.
Yeah.
For a season, but it's still alive.
Yeah. Basically not, like, usually when you think of deciduous, you think of, like, maple trees and with, like, maples. And then with non-deciduous, you think of things like firs.
Mm-hmm. Well, you think of more, like, pine
trees
and stuff.
Things
like
with
that.
Quills.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I really like this one a lot. I know that we that the starter kind of final evolutions got leaked a long, long time ago.
Back in June.
And then that, and then Mallow's existence kind of ended up confirming-ish.
Yeah.
Ish.
But it didn't have types with it.
No.
Mm-mm.
And honestly, the art shown in that leak was not good.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? That art was, like, professional. What are you talking about saying the art was not good? That
no,
was
like,
all prof. Like,
the,
whether or
it
not it shows
polished.
Off their typing.
No, it wasn't.
Are you kidding
that
me?
I am not. No, like, the Popplio Final Evolution had some weird proportions on it.
The popular one did, but Decidueye and Incineroar had amazing detail to them. I don't think say that those were under-designed.
No, I'm not saying anything about them being under-designed.
I mean, for that leak is what I'm talking about.
I'm saying that the image was hard to pick out. Like, for Decidueye, it was really hard to pick out some of the details on it. Like, I thought the bow was its head, not its wing, for example. Because it looked really weird. You know? And Incineroar looked pretty good. The Popplio one looked really weird.
Mm-hmm.
It was very obviously not the final draft of the art, is what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was a rough sketch, basically. A pre-rough sketch.
Rough sketch with a concept draft of the concept art.
Anyway, Decidueye is a grass and ghost type Pokemon, which I've been seeing a lot more of those popping up in recent gens.
Mm-hmm. Ghost types?
It's pretty cool. I like how it's a play on Robin Hood being known as also the ghost of the forest.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's why I really dig it.
It's just very... I think it's a very solid design.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And its model is amazing.
Yeah, it is.
Its model is amazing.
Like, all of these Pokemon, we've reached the point where the models... The concept art can't do models justice on a lot of Pokemon anymore.
Well, I think that's because you get such good fluid movement with some of the models that, like...
All of the models. This engine is fantastic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They don't need to sell us on the design. The models do it for you. It's not like Gen 3 where, oh, that picture of Groudon looks really cool. Or, like, Gen 1 where coughing skulls in the wrong place. But
and Mew looks like an aborted like fetus baby or something like that.
Mew is an aborted fetus baby.
True.
And speaking of aborted fetus babies, Decidueye has a special move called Spirit Shackle. It is it's a ghost type move.
I don't know
move.
How that led from aborted fetus babies, but okay.
I accept it.
it's a ghost type move. It looks to be physical, possibly. And I would think that this would be more of a physical attack than a special attack.
No.
With them showing off
Razor
Blade. Yeah.
Does it even do damage?
Yes, it looks like it does. Because it does damage to a Alolan Raichu, which confirmed the fact that it's a ghost-type move.
Okay.
And it also activates a Mean Luck ability on it, which I think is really good for singles. Like, I think Decidueye is possibly going to be OU, without a doubt.
I don't know about that necessarily, just because of the nature of grass types. It's going to really depend on its stats. But that ability is really good if Decidueye is bulky enough to make use of trapping the Pokemon in.
Mm-hmm.
It's also pretty good in doubles, because let's not forget how strong Shadow Tag has been in recent years in doubles.
Oh, yes.
In general, overall, Shadow Tag has always been very good.
Mm-hmm. But, like, in situations that aren't Parish Trap.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway.
The next one, which is an interest... It's really interesting to see opinions flip on this one.
I won't use it.
I really like it. But, I really like it. But there's so many people.
Yeah. A lot of people are very anti-Litten now. I'm just not going to use it because I said I wasn't going to. But if I was going to go out of my way to actually, like, level up my Pokemon all the way, I'd still use Litten as my Pokemon. It's Incineroar.
It looks really cool.
It looks really cool. I'm kind of iffy on the naming convention. I think you are, too. Just because we already have, Pyroar.
We have Pyroar. And Pyroar is a better name than Incineroar.
Yeah.
Because Pyroar actually plays off of... is a much better portmanteau with Pyro and Roar, while Incineroar is Incinerate and Roar.
Should have been Tygrinder.
Tygrinder?
Tygrinder.
Tygrinder.
No.
It's not. It's,
I don't want it to be.
It's not the...
No.
It's not. It's the dating app of Pokemon.
Tygrinder. It is a... It's a Fire Dark type Pokemon, which we said previously. Good typing. Good typing. Only shared with
Houndoom. The Houndoom family, yeah.
And
yeah.
I think it was the dark typing that helped flip a few people. Because I do think that there was still that fear. I think some people still had that fear of the firefighting. So when we saw dark, that it helped us, like, at least assuage a few people. I don't think it flipped everybody, but I think it helped a few people enough that Lydon will at least get some love.
There are a lot of people in the community who think as soon as a fire type stands on two legs, it's dead to them.
Good. Yeah.
So
I mean, that's been the biggest complaint is, oh, another bipedal fire starter.
Yeah.
And I'm just kind of like, I mean, yeah, sure, it would have been cool if it was on all four legs and something, but its theme that it has with Incineroar wouldn't work at all.
Not at
all.
And
I really like it.
It's kind of an odd jump. Honestly, from
design wise,
but I'm completely okay with it.
There's this hysterical gif that unfortunately I didn't save because I'm terrible like that. But it's like this picture of Toracat, its paws are like taped down to the floor. and then it's like, don't do it, don't do it. And then it slowly like evolves into a Cineroar, and the caption is, nature finds a way.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's so good. I wish I could find it, but it's lost to the annals of
the internet.
My Tumblr blog.
Even worse.
Yeah. It's like you, that's what I mean by there's no way I'm getting it back because it's buried under so many posts.
Nope. I mean, you'd at least find the Olivia gifts scrolling through.
Yeah.
True. So there's a plus. Anyway, Incineroar has a signature move as well. Darkness Lariat, which I love the name.
Yeah. I think it's also an incredibly busted move.
It is. It's very broken.
It basically deals damage ignoring any stat changes of the target. Basically,
it's unaware.
It's unaware, and it only is on the target. So you go ahead and you Swords Dance into this. If it's able to Swords Dance, it might be able to. That's going to do a lot of damage, and it's going to do a lot of damage to your main problems being walls.
It's an amazing wall breaker.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Especially since a lot of walls are either psychic or steel type.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, I think
it's going to be a great wall breaker.
Yeah, I think Incineroar, if you're not sold on the design, you should be sold on the actual strength that this thing has behind it.
Yeah.
Again, it looks like it's going to be a physical attacker. Doesn't look like it'll be too fast, though.
No.
Just design-wise, but I don't know.
You never
know. Anything could happen.
And now we get to my Popplio's final form.
Okay. Before we get into that, you know how I just mentioned that the jump from, like, whatever the second stage is, because I don't care because I'm keeping Lytton to Incineroar.
Toracat.
Yeah. Was, like, really steep. I think Popplio did it the absolute best out of all the starters, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
It kept a theme from the beginning, and it stuck with it, and it looks great.
Yeah. It's so beautiful.
It kind of lost some of the circus feel to it, but it still has, like, the frilly... Like, the neck frill is in every... It just slowly moves its way down Pablo's body.
It just gets stretched out. Because, like, it goes to three, and then the three stretches out and is still there. And the final form, which is called Primarina.
It's so beautiful. I'm going to be honest. I think... I know some people are very, like, touchy about the fact that it looks so feminine. But I think it is such a gorgeous, gorgeous Pokemon design. And I love it.
Mm-hmm.
How am I supposed to have a feminist male Primarina? It's not like I couldn't do this with Gardevoir. And...
Or Delphox.
Yeah, Delphox. And a female Machamp. Or...
I think it's so pretty. I think it's so, so beautiful.
Yeah, I really like how... the concept, I love its model, of course, and the concept art is so much better than the leaked one.
Yeah.
Because on the leaked concept art, it looked really weird proportionally, because it looked like it had, like, a belly hanging out, which made it look like a white trash trailer crack head. And now she just looks beautiful and graceful and wonderful. Or he.
Or he.
Or he.
Yeah.
And I, it almost tempted, and the water fairy typing
is
almost tempted me to evolve my Popplio.
It's gonna be really bulky, and I think it's the no. It's shared with Azumarill. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Water fairy is such a good typing though, because it.
But this is the one that this one. She's obviously going. He is obviously going to be very special based.
Yeah,
but no, what really sold me on the design in the trailer is the interacting with it in the Ami 2.0.
Mm-hmm. I love how they've been using Ami 2.0 in the trailers to kind of sell you on the personalities of these Pokemon. I just like the moments where they will show the Pokemon kind of coming out of the Pokeball and doing their little special, like, look at me, it's my introduction. And then they'll flip to a me and they'll show kind of like the smiling face as you're trying to feed it a Pokepuff or you're trying to like pet it. And I think that goes such a long way to kind of selling these Pokemon and selling their personalities and showing you like just how cool they can be, I suppose.
Yeah. I don't know, Dozer. I'm looking at the leak, like the actual leak. It looks exactly the same as the original leak looks exactly the same as the official artwork. Like, down to a T.
The design is the same. It's just the proportions are.
No, the proportion is exactly the same.
No. How it's shown in the concept art in the trailer, the different pose makes it look better.
Whatever. I'm just saying it's exactly the same. I think you're just a tad bit crazy.
I mean, that's also very plausible.
Yeah. Anyway, moving on from actual Pokemon that
No. Primarina signature move.
They all have signature moves.
Yeah, the one that's kind
of
meh.
The worst of the
three. Yeah. It's called Sparkling Aria, which is a cool name. It's a water type move that
and it
cures
heals the burns of
burn.
Any target it strikes.
Does it also do damage though?
Yeah. But it doesn't look like it does that much damage. It won't be good in doubles because it's not even like you can use it on a water absorbed Pokemon.
Oh no, you misunderstood me. I had no idea if it did damage or not. Period. That was just
It'll still be good in doubles, especially if it doesn't do that much damage because burns suck.
Mm-hmm.
Because like, I can still see some potential for it.
But then they burn your Quagsire and you can't heal it at all because it has water absorbed.
Can you use it against, like, in doubles? Could you potentially use it, like, on yourself, though?
Not on yourself, but
not
on your teammate.
I meant on a teammate.
Yeah,
you can use any move.
So then maybe having it using Primarina for a Pokemon with a Pokemon that has water absorbed would be good.
Can't do it.
No, because it only heals the burn of a target it strikes.
Yeah.
No,
and water absorb would negate the attack basically, so it would never go three, so the burn healing effect would not happen. This is my Konami judge coming out right now.
No, I get it now. For some odd reason, it has to do damage part just passed me by. Mm-hmm. Cuz it would be cool if you could both heal and heal.
Yeah. I see potential with it on some Pokemon that resist water, like say your Decidueye gets burned.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Or something like that. I think we don't know enough of the fine nuances of how the move works.
Yeah, but it's not the best.
Yeah.
I feel
or
confident
it's the
in
worst
saying
of
it
the three that we've
saying
seen.
That it's
or
not
we
the
can
best.
Just hope that it has Heal Bell. And that solves all the problems.
Yeah.
Moving on, though, there was also another group of Pokemon announced today. So one of the first, I think it was the second video we really, or video, the last big podcast we talked about Sun and Moon stuff with, we mentioned Tapu Koko.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so since then, they have released the other Guardians.
Yep. First one that they showed off being Tapu Lele.
Before we get into that, I want to mention something. How in that episode, I said that they were going, and you can quote me on this, they were going to make one for each terrain, and then add a new terrain. And I said it was going to be like electric, grass. I didn't get the water fairy. But I'm pretty sure I did say either psychic fairy or ghost fairy. And I was on the money. And then I flipped my opinion as soon as Oricorio came out.
Yeah.
It's all that bird's fault.
Blame the bird 2016.
But we never had, I don't think that you one ever reversed your opinion on an episode, so Game Freak Senpai still noticed us.
Maybe it did. But anyway,
there is no way that we can call as much stuff when we do when it comes to Nintendo products and them not acknowledging our existence. We even predicted Majora's Mask 3D remake.
Guys, I am Miyamoto.
Oh my god. You just blew my mind.
And with this, I'm going...
Why are you not retweeting our episodes on your Miyamoto account? I'm disappointed.
Because I need to tell you about this brand new Pokemon called Tapu Lele.
Okay.
It is a psychic and fairy type Pokemon with the ability Psychic Surge, which we talked about this last episode, well, Dozer and I did, about the new terrain introduced to the game called Psychic Terrain, which is busted.
What does it do?
Prevents priority attacks from hitting.
Oh my god.
Which is kind of big. Especially
with... It's basically if dazzling affected the full.
That's fantastic. Like, so that's fantastic for, like, I'm looking at Tapu Lele kind of with that in mind. Especially because a lot of those priority moves that would knock it out, it probably has super effective damage against them.
Like, well, Sucker Punch would be neutral.
Sucker Punch, Bullet Punch would be super effective.
Effective.
And
Shadow Sneak would be super effective.
What?
Shadow Sneak would be super effective.
Yeah.
Psychic.
But that's not what I'm thinking about. What I'm thinking about is this thing should get Trick Room. Because you can't fake it out. And if you give it a mental herb, it's guaranteed to set up Trick Room.
Oh, yeah. That's...
Unless you get flinched by, like, Waterfall or something.
This thing's the new Cresselia, maybe.
Yeah. If it has the stats. If it has the stats.
With Psychic Fairy...
It would probably even be better than Cresselia, because, like, one of Cresselia's issues is that it likes to run fairy moves, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Although it might not have the speed
control.
What would
be even better is if... What I really want is for Tapu Lele to get skill swap.
Oh, no.
So when Psychic Surge ends, it can skill swap it to something else and reset it without needing to switch.
I imagine it would. But skill swap's no longer a TM, right? It hasn't been for a while.
I don't know, actually.
Well, I don't know in this game, but like last gen, I don't think it was.
I don't think so either.
I don't think it's been a TM since Gen 4.
But it's had a lot of like a popularity surge though, so they might bring it back.
Who knows? But I don't know. This thing looks really good. I think this one, in my opinion, well, this one's probably the most competitive of the four, just on base value. But it's not my favorite.
On its own.
Yeah, but not my favorite design wise.
I think it's cute.
Oh, no, I have my favorite design.
I'm trying to figure out what its totem is.
Its totem? It's an egg.
I have no idea, actually.
Actually, it's probably like a hermit crab.
For a psychic type?
I don't know. Is a bird an electric type? Is a bull a oh, shit.
Speaking of bulls,
Tapu.
The next one that we got was Tapu Bulu.
This
and so cool.
It's interesting. I'm looking at this more and more, and this something reminds me potentially of something that you might see in a Zelda game. Not completely, but like there are elements of design there are very specific design elements in it, like especially in the bottom half. That remind me of something that you might see in Zelda.
Oh, yeah, no, he looks a lot like the... What are they called? The Armelfil's Knights from Majora's Mask.
Yeah.
Definitely. But, anyway, he is a grass fairy type, so poison kills it. with grassy search as an ability, which sets up grassy terrain, which heals. I know that anything that's touching ground. The ground, but
yep.
What else does it do? It just boosts grass type moves too, right?
Yeah, all of the terrain moves have either a buff or a nerf, one effect plus boosting
their
damage,
mm-hmm. boosting the damage of a type that matches it.
It's basically advanced weather. It's stronger than normal weather, but below the effectiveness of primal weather.
And can work with normal weather to make primal weather.
Well, there won't be any primal weather in this.
That is true.
God.
But hey, sunny day chlorophyll, or sunny day chlorophyll solar beam on grassy terrain.
Oh my god.
With Venusaur?
With Venusaur, who's banned? Yes. Banned in VGC, yes.
So, this one, I like the design, but I don't know how, like, prevalent it would be competitively.
I don't know. We'd need to know the stats on it.
Yeah.
Looks like it's going to be more of a physical attacker just because it knows Woodhammer. Even though it looked like, was it the Leechhorn or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
To be like the move that I was using?
That was Hornleech.
It was Hornleech?
There's no way that wasn't Hornleech. There's no way that wasn't Hornleech.
I know, but like on Cerebi it says Woodhammer, but that could be a typo. Because I could have sworn.
That could also be from the Japanese trailer.
That is a good point. But I'm trying to think. Okay, so this guy alone was one of the things that I was like super on board with my Oricorio thing, though. It's just because he's red. I was like, oh, he's going to be fire type. It's perfect. Because it'll match like all the Oricorio forms. And it didn't happen.
Womp womp.
Go to hell, guy who decided it's going to be grass.
I get it.
I was on point.
Oh, man. I'm sorry for your loss.
Anyway, last one. Tapu Fini. Obviously, the best designed one.
So, I have a question. Mm-hmm. Just kind of looking at this. So, I assume Misty Surge is water, right?
Misty Surge is fairy. It's from Gen 6.
Oh, right.
Misty Surge makes it what does Misty Terrain do? I don't even remember.
It heals.
It prevents non-volatile statuses, burn, paralysis.
Yeah.
Okay. It's safeguard.
Yeah.
But you can still rest.
Yeah.
No, rest will fail. Rest will fail. And it'll prevent a drowsy Pokemon from falling asleep.
Mm-hmm. So it's
one thing that's worth noting is the terrain moves also affect nature power.
Oh, yeah.
Secret power.
Mm-hmm. And I think also...
And camouflage.
I was going to say, also probably Nature's Madness, which is a signature move of all of the Alolan Guardian Pokemon.
Also, I'm so glad that Misty Surge is fairy, and it was me being dumb, because I was like, oh my god, if Misty Surge is like a water surge move, and then you set up rain, imagine how broken that would be!
We already have a broken combo. It's called Tapu Koko and Politoed for a super strong thunder. That's always going to hit.
Yeah.
Yep.
Also, what I just said about Nature's Madness doesn't matter because Nature's Madness is literally just Super Fang.
yeah, I was gonna say.
Maybe it changes the animation. Fang.
Which actually leads into Z move.
Oh yes, that's right.
Yeah. Just 70.
Queenie, what was your...
Oh, no. My question was, which one is your favorite out of all four?
It's probably still Tapu Koko. Tapu Fini is a good second.
Tapu Fini, obviously. Tapu Fini, then Tapu Lele.
Oh, man. I asked the question. This is like the clear, don't ask a question that you don't have an answer to, because I really like all of them.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
I'm surprised your favorite isn't Tapu Fini.
Well, I really like Tapu Fini, but I also think Tapu Lele is really, really cute. I'm going to be honest. I like Tapu Lele, I like Tapu Koko, and I like Tapu Fini. Tapu Bulu can kind of keep it. Like, it's probably my least favorite out of all of them. Like, it can kind of just, it could keep it. I don't need it.
I'm just mad that it's not fire type. They all share the same Z move called Guardian of Alola. Which deals damage equal to 75% of the target's remaining hit points, which, honestly, for, say, catching a legendary Pokemon or some kind of variation like that, kind of good. I'd say it would probably be worth using.
It's two Nature's Madness in a row, though.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
I mean, I know. I could see it being...
That's one turn.
And I could see it being good situational and, like, situationally in doubles, too. Where if, like...
To, like, lower something to put it in kill range?
Yeah, because I...
Endeavor
Magnemite. I feel like one of the reasons that Sejin Park did so well that year that he won...
Super Fang.
Was because of Super Fang. Because he
I mean, they already have Nature's Madness, though.
Yeah, you don't need, like... The thing about, like, Guardian of Alola, I think it's good for catching Pokemon.
Yeah.
I think it's also just something really fun and funny.
Yeah, especially because...
Especially that fist-crushing animation the character does.
Kill and everything.
Yeah, and the animation of them getting on top of, like, the frickin' demons from Mega Man.
Oh my god. But,
anyway, speaking of Z-moves, today they were also shown two other Z-moves in the recent Japanese trailer. One of them being a rock Z-move, which kind of just, like, throws a rock down, and the other one being...
It has no name so far.
No, it's just called Rock.
I like it so much. It's called Rock.
And the other one called Breakneck Blitz, which is the normal Z-move.
Ooh, I haven't seen these yet.
They're pretty cool. And then I think we also... I don't know. There was a Mimikyu video about a week ago.
Oh my god, it was so adorable.
And it showed off a Z move called Never Ending Nightmare, which looked really, really scary.
It looked dope. It was a dope attack.
Yeah.
They still got nothing on the Pulverizing Pancake though.
that is true. Anyway, next Pokemon we're going to talk about is a new Alolan Pokemon, actually. That we kind of knew about already, but it is Alolan Persian.
Speaking of pancakes, its face looks like a pancake. Can I just say that? It looks like straight up a pancake. Every time I see it, I'm like, that's a pancake.
No, it's One Punch Man in cat form.
No, it's based off those really dumb looking cats that just have poofed up faces, like, legitimately.
Oh my god.
What did the Pokemon Sun and Moon website have to say about Alolan Persian?
Oh, here we go. I'll just read this word for word. The round face of Alolan Persian is a symbol of the rich Alolan region, and is held to be a Pokemon of great beauty. It is such a distinctive Pokemon of the Alolan region that all Persian are well protected, and strict inspections are required before tourists can be permitted to take one back to their home region. Persian is highly intelligent, with an even higher opinion of itself. In general, it looks down on everything other than itself. It doesn't tend to grow attached to its trainer. It's a difficult Pokemon to have as a partner in battle. Its exquisite coat shines with a glow of high quality and enchants both humans and Pokemon. For this reason, it is a very popular Pokemon in the Alolan region. It usually puts a refined act, but once a battle begins, it will indulge in the most underhanded tactics, including surprise attacks, trickery, and even foul play. Foul play confirmed as a move, yet it is haughty personality causes it to be underestimated by its opponents, and it's often taken in by their counterattacks. So in short, it's just a dark type Pokemon, but it is fur coat as a possible ability and technician, which I think are two good abilities that it could have.
We'll
have to see the stats for it to see whether fur coat or technician would be the better choice. If it's really fast, technician will be worth it a lot more.
Furfro's also relatively fast. It's got like 109 or 102 base speed.
Mm-hmm. But it doesn't have technician. But if it's kind of bulky already, I mean, you see that fluff. Furco could be a little better.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, looking at this person reminds me that I took a test that said I was a Meowth, and it's making me feel kind of sad about that. I don't believe it. I'm not a Meowth. I don't play that game.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Alolan Meowth looked really cool.
Yeah, but it wasn't Alolan Meowth. It was regular Meowth.
I don't know. I'm weird. I kind of... Yeah, Alolan Persian looks really derpy.
It's so derpy.
But I love the derpiness. I
love the derpiness.
I think you might be like the one person who actually enjoys the design. I don't think it's bad. I just don't think it's that great.
Oh, no, I don't think it's that great. It's a Jigglypuff on a cat. Let's be honest.
Basically.
Persian swallowed a Jigglypuff.
All right.
But... And that's...
Oh.
Though its model actually doesn't look that bad if you're not looking at it straight on.
Oh my god, when you're looking... really? When you're looking at it from the side, I think it looks hysterical because the neck is so fat. And it's got like the...
Have you not had a house cat? That happens.
It has like the kinkle of necks.
That happens.
It's called having multiple necks. You're offending Dozer.
Hey.
Anyway... Our last Pokemon we're going to talk about is called Cosmog. It's a Psychic-type Pokemon with Unaware as its ability, and this is going to be 5 minutes of spoilers with Psy and Dozer.
Wait, question.
Yes.
So I watched the Japanese, so this is me, like, spitballing before we go into a couple of minutes of spoilers with you. Is this the Pokemon that Illy has in her bag?
We don't know.
Okay.
We don't know.
Because, like, the way that it was introduced in, I think it was the Japanese trailer, it made me feel like it was the one that she had in her bag. Because it was, all, like, it was flitting, or, like, it was flying around her, and she was playing with it, and it almost seemed like it was, like, the moment after it had come out.
Okay, so since it was in the trailer, I can't talk about this, I guess. It's supposed to be kind of tied to the plot, from what reviewers had said.
That's what I thought. Because, like, that's the impression. I don't need to know how it's tied in.
No, they don't know how it is. But, like, this was what I was talking about last week when it said, like, Perfy or something in one of the versions that journalists were able to play. Mm. So it has some tie to the plot. No one knows exactly what it is yet. But it's going to have some significance to the game.
I'm pretty proud of myself for inferring that just from, like, a 5-second clip in the Japanese trailer then.
And 5 minutes of spoiler start now. All right. So now that she's gone, Cosmog is kind of odd being shown by itself.
Yeah. I mean, I know that there's a theory. I don't know if this is confirmed stuff, though. I don't think any of what we're going to talk about... Or is there something that's confirmed about it?
I don't think anything's confirmed about it exactly. But if you go back to last week, if you really want to go to some of those dark data mines that we pulled up, there was a Pokemon, the Cosmog was in there, and then there was another Pokemon, and then there were the two legendaries, which led people to infer that Cosmog has some kind of tie-in with at least Lunala.
Yeah.
Design-wise.
And that the other one was more reminiscent of Sogaleo.
Yeah.
But since Cosmog was revealed on itself, it's kind of changed people's perceptions of that. Mm-hmm.
Especially with the ongoing theory that Moon is a game that's only going to have nighttime, and if that were the case, and this thing has some kind of tie-in with Lunala, then...
Why would it be released just on its own, or revealed on its own?
In the daytime.
That too.
Unless...
Though that could literally just be them popping the Pokemon into an engine to get trailer images.
Yeah. But one thing to mention with that as well, I don't know if this is actually a theory, but I was talking about it with a friend yesterday on how you might be able to maybe get trade over a legendary to a friend. Like, maybe this thing evolves when it's traded over. Like, say the Solgaleo evolves, the little one evolves into Solgaleo when it's traded, and then the Lunala, Cosmog evolves into Lunala when it's traded, which is interesting. I don't think it's true or plausible, but it would be interesting to say the least, or maybe it has something to do with the day and night time cycle.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to remember something. Like, I remember it. I'm also just trying to find the potential image that was shown, because I got it from a friend of ours, and it showed basically what it was Cosmog. People are now speculating, just by analyzing the designs, Cosmog turns into that other tiny legendary.
Yeah, yeah, because it gains more rings.
Yep, because like everyone was like tying it, oh, that's obviously Sogaleo because of the ring pattern, but then on a closer look, it fits both Pokemon. Both Pokemon have a very similar core to them.
Yes.
So the thought was, it turns into that, and then based on which version you have, it turns into the cover legendary.
Depending on the time of day that maybe it evolves.
Yeah. So basically right now, everyone that I've been talking to is basically inferring that Cosmog and the other one, we have our first case of legendary Pokemon that evolve.
Possibly. Again, possibly. This is theory. This is speculation. It's not truth. It's to be taken with a mountain of salt. Just like what you would get if you were dark voided by a Smeargle and lost your third round to it.
Or if you think that 4chan is a reliable source of information.
He's never going to light up on that. That's great. Again, it's something to maybe consider. And this is a good game that I think we can all agree on, that it is fun to speculate on things, especially with the data mined information that we got from the demo. But I think that's going to just about wrap up our thoughts on Cosmog, unless you have any others.
Nope. I've just been trying to see if I can find that picture, but I'd probably have to scroll through a Skype chat, which I'm not going to do right now.
Yeah. And I guess that does kind of make sense, especially if Cosmog and we'll just call it Mock Cos would both be psychic, because that is the one type that is shared by both of them.
That, and I still don't think if Cosmog only turns into Lunala or is only toyed to Lunala, it would just be revealed on its own independently.
Yeah, like that's what doesn't make any sense to me. But I believe this is the end of our 5 minutes of spoilers. We'll go ahead and bring Queenie back into the chat. Good. And that's why the star on Orangu's forehead is actually a bullet mark, which makes him Harambe.
Sounds sexy.
Yes. Yes, that is exactly what we were talking about.
Sounds sexy.
Actually, that was another thing that was brought up yesterday, but let's not go into that. Finally, the last thing that was announced from the trailer is
the battle tree.
Oh, yes.
Okay. So before we get into too much, that's all.
Can we all just admit that two of the people that were revealed in the trailer are definitely on a honeymoon?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah, but we'll talk about that. We'll talk about that later.
Okay.
Okay, so the description of the battle tree, quote for quote, from Sarabi, which is usually taken verbatim from the Pokemon website. In the game, part of the narrative is that the people of the Alolan region are creating a league. Once that is done, anyone who becomes a champion has the ability to participate in a new battle facility. This facility is called the Battle Tree. This is a facility that has you battle many of the strongest trainers from around the globe, including people we'll talk about later. So, we already had, technically, a Battle Tree in the game.
Yep. I think it even had the same name.
I believe it did as well.
I thought it was, like, the...
It was the White Tree Hollow.
Yeah, White Tree Hollow, you're right. But it's either going to follow that, or it's going to follow, like, a Battle Tower kind of setup, I would believe, which I'm down for. I actually don't mind the Battle Towers.
Yeah, it seems kind of like maybe Battle Tree meets Pokemon World Tournament, almost.
I loved the Pokemon World Tournament. And oh, yeah, I didn't really even get to do it that much. So yeah.
I went for those buttons. I completed all of Pokemon World Tournament.
Nice. Congrats, dude.
I never got any of, like, the download stuff, so...
Oh.
Rip.
Well, no, you didn't get buttons for the download ones. You got buttons for doing every single one of the, like, the gym ones, every single one of the type ones, every single one of, like, any.
Holy shit, though. Congrats.
Yeah. I also beat the Elite Four only using a Togekiss.
Wonderful.
But anyway, some of the trainers that were shown off in the trailer included Cynthia, Wally, our favorite cancer patient, and two characters who have never been shown in a 3D game.
Was Cynthia shown in a 3D game?
In our hearts.
In my heart. Cynthia's the one
in
true
a
bae.
Heart that you have alone in a dream
bae's,
at night.
Yeah. Bae's come and bae's go, but Cynthia is forever.
It's forever.
I'm pretty sure she's probably like, what, at least 40, but she's still the true bae.
I mean, if she is, she aged very well.
She's got to be at least 30, though. Like, at least.
No. Okay, if we were to take into account, like, how old these last two characters are, who are, let's just say them right now, it's Red and Blue, who
totally
probably have aged,
totally
I would say, I don't know.
They're on their gaycation.
Okay, so, in Johto, it's 2 years after the events of Kanto, right?
Yeah.
Or is it 3 years? It's 2 years.
2 years.
2 years. So, that means that Blue was 12 when he was a gym leader.
Mm-hmm.
I would say these guys are easily 18 to maybe 19.
I'd put them in the low 20s, actually.
Low
20s? Especially
you want to say 22?
How, yeah, especially considering about how filled out Red is in the chest and shoulders in his design.
Mm-hmm. I'd almost argue Blue. That they're meant to be exactly 20, since it's Pokemon's 20th anniversary.
I can dig that.
I can dig that as well. Okay, so we'll say that it's been 6 years since the events of the Johto section. And Cynthia was her same age in Johto that she is
in
Sinnoh.
No, it'd be 8 years. It'd be 8 years.
It would be 8 years. You're right. It's 8 years. So Cynthia would just be 8 years older.
How old did you all read? Did you guys read her as? Because I always read her as like 30.
I always read her as, like, 25.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, 25. So, early 30s now.
Early 30s, easily.
She's my sister's age.
I love her so much.
She's wonderful.
I like, though...
I just want to point out that Red has never smiled since the first gen games.
And he never will, because he's dead on the inside.
And only Blue can awaken his true love.
Oh, my.
I'm sorry, I saw an image of them being on a honeymoon. I'm like... This is perfect.
Oh man,
I normally don't do that, but I'm just like, this is too good. This is too good.
I like how almost the entire fandom has collectively decided that they're on their honeymoon. That's exactly what they're there for, and you better accept it.
They're not there because they're both two of the most legendary trainers from Kanto, and they've been invited to take part in the battle tree.
Nope.
And they're both former Kanto champions. One of them potentially a reigning champ.
Yeah. Well, no, he's not, because he ran away from home and decided to live on top of a mountaintop.
Yeah.
And the only reason he's in the tournament is because that mountaintop moved all the way to Alola, and he has to claim this mountaintop.
So what I believe is, my canon's a little different, and I know now we're getting into weird stuff. But my canon is that he came down the mountaintop once to go to the Pokemon World Tournament, realized he missed, like, living in the universe, and then Blue was like, I know a place that we could go, and dragged him to Alola.
And then he went to this.
So basically they're having a midlife crisis.
Exactly.
Yeah. But, okay, so 20s. the only problem with the aging thing, though, is that Oras is supposed to take place at the same time as the Kanto games. That's how the Hoenn and like Leaf Green and Kanto are supposed to take place at the same time. Wally hasn't aged at all, it seems.
Wally just
here's the thing.
He's dying.
What happened to Wally, and this is actual science, this is actual science. Wally's entire body was replaced with cancer cells, which makes him immortal. That
He's
is
not
actual
Deadpool.
Science. If your entire
Wally
body
is...
was full 100% cancer, you would not be able to die of natural causes because you wouldn't age.
But you'd also
so
be
you're
dead.
Saying you're saying that Wally is Deadpool right now.
Yes.
Actually, I can dig it. I can. I would like some fan art as from some people with Wally as Deadpool, because that would be amazing.
I will explain it
to Angie right after this episode.
I just want fan art of Wally telling Red and Blue that he's the same age as them, and Blue and Red just not believing it.
Yeah, because he should be the same age, if not a little older.
Unless in Mega Evolution Universe, the timeline has shifted.
Yeah.
Unless in Mega Evolution Universe... I'm not going to get into it.
And it's...
But anyway, so we know that we're going to be seeing some returning champions.
I'm so happy.
There's also around, one other thing around... that you kind of skimmed over. They're building a league.
Yeah. Which was one of the things in the Chinese league that was mentioned.
Yep, that the league is being made on Mount Lanakila.
Yeah. Which, you know what? I bet it's going to be the same crap that they did with the Battle Frontier in Oras, and we're never going to get it. Even though you'd pay for DLC for it.
I totally would.
But anyway, we're seeing a lot of returning champs. Going around, who's one returning champ that you'd like to see?
I've already seen mine. Like, Cynthia was it for me. Like, I've spent however long it's been since, what is it, Black and White 2? Or is it 1?
Black and White.
Black and White 2, waiting for her to return, and now she's here. So I guess, because I've been granted my wish fulfillment, if I had to get another bit of wish fulfillment, it would be Isis? I can never pronounce her name correctly.
Iris. Definitely not ISIS.
Yeah.
No.
It's not a terrorist organization. Because I love her. I especially love her design. And I would love to see her design in 3D. Like, that dress in 3D. Let's go. I'm ready. I'm hype.
For me, and I'm going on the assumption that all protagonists that became champions are off limit.
I would say any champion, including a protagonist or rival. We'll say not a protagonist, but any rival. Or any major trainer in a game.
Ooh, now I have to think some more.
Because mine would not be one who's actually a champion, but he's better than it.
Who would yours be?
Mine would be Benga.
Who's Benga?
Yeah.
Alder's... Benga is Alder's grandson.
Yeah.
Who?
The guy
he's
in
the original. The original champion of the battle tree. Patent pending. This dude had a Lottie. He had a Dragonite. He had a Volcarona. And he was so terrible, he gave away a shiny Gible to you or a Dratini when you beat him.
Yeah.
And plus, he seems like he'd be right at home
cool
in the Alolan
dude.
Region.
He's a cool dude. I liked his character a lot. Now that I knew, like,
I would love to
reminded of who he is, I really liked his character.
I would love to see him aged more so he just looks like what's his name from Pokemon Coliseum who has the Entei.
Dakim.
Yep. Benga's Dakim.
Okay. Who I'd want to see. Does it need to be from a main series game?
I would assume so.
If you're going to say Mirror B, go ahead and say just say Mirror B.
Mirror B. Not that's my joke answer because I just want to see Mirror B because it'd be cool. But no, I'm actually stuck between literally anyone from Diamond and Pearl. Literally anyone that's
Wally.
Not Cynthia Cicero to hear.
No, not Wally. Barry. God, I confused Wally and Barry. That's
Barry.
Awful.
Barry.
I'd love to see Barry.
Or if it had to be like a champion that wasn't a protagonist, I was going to go with Alder.
Mm.
Alder's pretty cool.
Because I just really like... He's champion grandpa, and he's super goofy and fun.
He's super chill, too. Like, he's the chill. He's so chill.
He's the exact opposite of Benga.
He is.
Maybe that's why Benga's the way he is, because he took
I'm going to just say I'm gonna say Alder because it goes well with Queenie's Iris and Sai's Benga.
Nice.
So I'll say Alder.
So basically, you just want to see, like, the trio.
The three good characters from Gen 5 that aren't waifu material.
Or N.
Mm-hmm.
Or N, I guess. N is kind of waifu material, let's be honest.
Oh, I didn't even think about N. He'd be cool to see again.
N would be really interesting to see a 3D model of.
Mm-hmm. But no, I'm all for Benga. I know it's not going to happen, but...
I want N and Hilbert, or Black, whatever his name is.
Hilbert? Yeah.
Because they...
You don't want...
he just disappeared after Black and Black 2. You can go and talk to his mom, and his mom's all lonely, and it's really
sad.
Oh, yeah,
because you can link your games so that your progress in Black and or White is, like, shared with Black 2 and White 2. And, like, his mom says, like, you remind me a lot of my kid. And, like, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. That's sad. It's a
yeah,
sad.
The memory link.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and we all know that him and Anne are, it would be a perfect compliment in Red and Blue, because then we could see another honeymoon.
Oh, God. Anyway, I think
that's enough shipping for one episode.
That's plenty of shipping for one episode. We all know that the real answer to the question is the Magikarp salesman being the final boss of the battle tree.
No, man.
He used all of his money that he got from selling Magikarps to buy the most overpowered team in existence that includes a Darkrai, so that, again, Ash in the anime will get stomped out of his annoying-looking face in the new art design by a Darkrai. And with that, I say we end the episode.
Terrible.
I've been Sai.
I've been Dozer.
And I've been Queenie.
Thank you for listening.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Benga for President 2020.
God damn it. God damn it, Sai.